This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are no words, really, there are no words that I could adequately come to the microphone today, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, and describe yesterday. I don't know how to do it. I'll leave it to you. If you have been watching closely what has been happening with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, how these professional protesters and eco-terrorists have come together with a few legitimate environmental extremists. Not a lot. I mean, most of this is just a band of goofballs. Now, who said knuckleheads yesterday? Was that Jonathan Thompson? Was that the word he used? Somebody used the word knuckleheads yesterday. I thought that was a pretty good description. Brought me back to my youth. But if you watch that situation, what happened? I mean, if you don't, from head to toe, feel a sense of gratitude towards people who will put themselves in harm's way and go into a situation like that, I could hardly watch it on the various feeds that we were watching it on. I could hardly watch it. It's one of those things you almost want to turn away because of just the potential. Here's how I think of it. What could have happened? What could have happened? And then what did happen? And you say, how did that happen? I think of a lot of the calls that came into this program yesterday said, I'm praying about this. I'm praying that it all goes well, because we knew there would be a confrontation. And the camp was clear. Ironically, as our law enforcement officers who, please do me a favor, folks. Thank them. Find them. Thank them. Get outside of your box. Write a little thank you letter. Wherever you live. If you're in Cass County, send it to Paul Laney. If you're in Morton County, send it to Kyle Kirkmeyer. Send it to the, you know, Tom Gearhart of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and General Al Dorman at the state capitol. Refrain barracks. You know, you'll get the address from the website and say, to every one of those National Guard members that were there, thank you. To all the communities that sent people in to be part of that, thank you. I'm just brimming with gratitude that they would do what they did. But a lot of folks yesterday said, pray about this, and obviously it was a prayer answered. No other way to describe it than just that. I've been thinking a lot about what we have endured over these last nearly 200 days now. With this, and a really dark, vile, angry group of people. And then yesterday, I'm at a coffee shop. A coffee shop out to West Fargo, actually in Fargo, but, you know, on that end of town, where Congressman Kevin Cramer hosts a Coffee with Cramer event. We broadcast some of these. He does a number of them. He's on the air doing them. Sort of just like breathing for us now. You just see this and it happens. There's questions, there's answers, everything else. Yesterday was almost indescribable. I come back to there are no words. Ironically, at the very same moment as the Oshetti camp is cleared and, you know, obviously there's plenty of anger still there, and that's not over, folks. It's not over at all. Sacred Stone Camp has folks, people in them, these protesters. You know, the other camps do as well. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has now said you've got 10 days to get out. We're halfway into that. They literally are wanting to them to be evicted. Different law enforcement scenario on how you do that, because now it has to be BIA-led. Federal troops would have to be part of that situation. The state cannot. It's a complicated situation, so it'll be done differently, but it'll have to be done if they don't leave. And again, I've said this before, they don't want to leave. LaDonna Hallard has millions of dollars that she has profited from this camp. Why would she leave? She's thought to be a disgrace within her own community, her own native community. She's found a voice. She's out there on social media. Millions are pouring in. Who'd want to leave that, right? Never mind that the tribe says leave. Never mind that you're breaking the law. It's money. They've done it. So there's a lot of ick there. But what I saw at the Coffee with Kramer event, and if you were there, please do me a favor. Call today and describe what you saw. So for those who are not, they can understand this and get their arms around what happened. I forget who I was talking to, but he said, my parents taught me to teach my children to do what they do better. I would challenge any member of the angry left that was there yesterday to look at that event beginning to end and see if there is any example of doing it better. See if there's any example of something your children could be proud of. I have no care whatsoever what these individuals have in the way of political positions. It's America. Have at it. You've got a member of Congress there willing to answer questions, and he does so very, very substantively. He's not afraid to break it down. He doesn't do it, you know. One woman who was helping to organize it from Indivisible ND handed me a list of 67 questions. 67 questions they wanted answers. They were there to check a box, ask the questions, get a little video clip. Some people in our audience may hate when I do this, but I couldn't help but connect the dots to the propaganda machine of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and what was going on in that town hall. And I also connect the dots on the anger and the hate. It was awful. Congressman Kevin Kramer, class act. Absolutely. Only raised his voice a couple of times when people wouldn't let him finish a question. And out of respect to the person that asked it and just said, you know, come on. But of note were, you know, the loudest screams and hollering and boos at him. The loudest was when he said, I, for one, am happy that a businessman's in the White House. They went crazy. They hate Trump. They're freaked out about Trump. They're just, it's bizarre. Second loudest when he said, when somebody said, you should care for the people who are defenseless. And it came on a heels of a question about the pro-life issue, and he said, what's more defenseless than an unborn child? And I mean, pea soup came flying out of their mouth. Now, I would counsel them if they were here today to say, what did you accomplish? Do you think there's people who are politically sort of indifferent and in the middle and now are looking at that and think, boy, I want to be part of that. Not a chance. Do you think that your issues, your causes are more likely to be supported by Congressman Kramer now? Not a chance. However, I would say we, and I do mean we, those of us that love this country and recognize there's Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives and all kinds of different people of every race, color, and creed, we have a problem. We have a problem, folks. I don't know how you fix the problem. I'd love to know how you think we ought to fix the problem. But that level of hate and anger and people that so unhinged, largely over Donald Trump. They weren't there to yell at Kevin Kramer. They did yell at him, but it was about Donald Trump. They're just, and it's teachers in education union folks. It's AARP folks. It's, you know, Planned Parenthood, you know, how people can run around and say, I support, I mean, I'm the biggest UND fan on the planet Earth. They support Planned Parenthood like I support the Sioux tonight in a hockey game I'm going to watch at Ingalls Fed Arena. Which I am going to watch, by the way. And I'm excited about that. I'm not angry. But I don't know. I'm really concerned that there is a level of anger that is unhealthy that needs to be dealt with. And I don't think the answer is me as a conservative say, you're wrong, you're an idiot, you're dumb, you're stupid, you know, you stupid liberals. I don't know if that solves anything. Doesn't solve anything. So what's the answer? Donald Trump is president of the United States. That's not going to change. And I, for one, am so glad I can't stand it. Because he drives some establishment conservative Republican types just as crazy as he does those people that are from Planned Parenthood and Invisible ND and AARP and teachers unions. Becky Ronkowski from Grand Forks, a teacher up there, got up and embarrassed herself. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. A teacher acting like with conduct that would get that teacher, or that teacher that acted like that, a student that acted like that, bounced out of the classroom. Some lesson in that. Anyway, that's my take. I want yours on both events. Give us a room.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's on your mind? Scott Hannon here, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I've got my monologue out of the way. A little longer than usual, but a lot going on. Donald Trump is speaking at CPAC, and we will certainly share some of that with you as well. Coming up on the program today, Chris Berg from Point of View will be here. Interested in his take yesterday. He had Facebook Live, the whole thing, and we shared that as well on our site. So you can see all of it there. I'm not going to play a lot of clips on the program today because I really want as much as possible to hear from you about any of the things that are on your mind today, these events that I was talking about or anything else. So if you want to see the whole thing, K-Fire Facebook page, Scott Hannon Facebook page, Flag Family Facebook page, you'll find them all there, beginning until end. And there's a lot of things that are you know, a lot of different comments that are rolling around about that. So it's worth checking out. What else? Doug Burgum will be here. He's the governor, you know, of our great state of North Dakota. He's going to check in with us today on the program and recap yesterday and talk about what next. As I mentioned, he's off to Washington, D.C. We hope, based on the suggestion of our guest yesterday, Jonathan Thompson from the National Sheriff's Association, meeting with Donald Trump, who's about to take the podium right now, as a matter of fact. And I'll be pulling out some highlights of that at the CPAC, Donald Trump speaking there. Also, a good chunk of next hour, we're going to spend some time unpacking the first half of the North Dakota legislative session. House Majority Leader Al Carlson and Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner will join us on the program. So a lot to do. I did catch up with an NBC reporter that I mentioned yesterday on the program by the name of Cal Perry. Chris Berg visited with him as well. We'll talk about that a little later on the program. Don't think I'll get a chance to get on the air in the show today. I do want to get to as much as you as possible. So please call us at 800-228-0550. Here's one clip I'm going to play, however, just to give you a little sense of how angry people were. Okay? So yesterday, the town hall starts, and the audio's not great on this because my microphone was in the back of the room. All the other clips we have in the front, but they started after this. Congressman Cramer takes to the podium to say, hey, there's a big event going on out west, so let's start in prayer. Okay? And listen to what happened. As just listen to what he said. I think it's very poignant. You probably don't always do this at a town hall meeting or a Coffee with Cramer event, but he pointed out the fact that these, camp efforts by law enforcement were happening out west. Listen.
But before we do any of that, I want to take just a minute to talk to our God on behalf of our law enforcement officers here and especially on Western North Dakota. Father, we just today are mindful of all the blessings you give us. Today we're especially mindful of our law enforcement officers. A couple hundred of them are together right now south of Mandan, seeing to the peaceful evacuation and cleanup of the protest camps near Cannonball, North Dakota. So we ask you to be with them, pray for their gifts, be with their families as they sacrifice this time away, and we pray for the protesters that remain there, pray that that their hearts would be such that they would want to peacefully evacuate and be about the business of cleaning up the area and public health and safety to our river as well as to the people. Thank you for this day. Bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you. All right. So, a couple of...
Woman yells, pray for the Muslims.
All people in the world that are persecuted.
Yeah, so she yells at him, pray for the Muslims. And he said, we're going to pray for all the people. And somebody decided to clap. But that
great response.
It
for
was.
Everybody.
No kidding. But this is the stuff you get. Listen.
Way more important health care facilities to fund than there are funds to do it. So we have to make choices. There are.
What did he say that made so many people mad there? Sounds like simple math to me, but listen.
The reality is there are way more important health care facilities to fund than there are funds to do it. So we have to make choices. There are. It's simple. I'm not telling you where you have to get your health care. No, I'm not. You can go anywhere you want to go. I'm just not going to require taxpayers to pay your abortions.
So I'd say about two-thirds of the crowd were this angry sort of mob, and about one-third were with him, but most of them afraid probably to clap knowing what was going to happen. But that gives you a little flavor of it. I'm not going to take any more time for the clips because I want to get your take on that. And also, please join me in thanking law enforcement for what they did, and we can talk about that, too. Tom in Fargo, first to go at 800-228-0550 is the number, 800-228-0550. Tom, what's on your mind?
I was there yesterday, and I just want to express and ask the people of Fargo, you need to go to these meetings and see the angry hatred of this I don't know what they are, far left people. They, when he was praying, there was people around me, and I was in the back left corner. They were saying, F him, his aim, amen, F his prayer. They were hoping for the violent death of our law enforcement people out there, you know, more vulgar ways. It was a constant attack on the five or six of us that were sort of pro-Kramer guys and conservative guys in the back. But you know, there were threats to violence. They were talking about kicking out the window, so my son took around and filmed them. Then we said, well, we got your face on film now, and, you know, if you start kicking out the window, we have a picture for the police. And they never did it, thankfully. But they were unhinged. And I think American and our citizens need to see the true face of what has taken over, in my opinion, the Democratic Party, the far-left fringe. They hate America. They hate the military. They hate our freedoms. And they hate religion. And if we don't stand up for them, they're going to make it look like they're the majority, and they're not, people. I know they're not. We have to stand up to them.
Wow. You described it in 30 seconds better than I ever could, because that's a lot of what I saw. You know, I almost laughed at one point when, right after the hollering and screaming about a Planned Parenthood issue, you know, they were about a health care question, they shouted out, what about the defenseless? And he said, I can't think of anything more defenseless than an unborn baby. Do you remember? But they about, you know, threw things at him over that. You know.
Yeah, they're this unhinged.
Yeah, unhinged is a great word. It's a great word because it does describe what's happening there. Tom, thanks for the call. Great report, and I'd love to see that video, to tell you the truth. Garrett in Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
I just wanted to call. I wasn't there yesterday, but I watched Chris Berg's show last night. And I have to tell you, Scott, I got a little emotional. I can't believe what we've come to in this country. You know, Donald Trump isn't the only one fighting these liberals, and you know, Doug Burgum is too. There's a lot of Democratic people that are posing as Republicans in the legislature, and I think he has an uphill battle as well. You know, when they want to complain about him wearing jeans on the floor, on the Senate floor, when he wasn't even supposed to be there, he did it to give those kids a photo op. There's something wrong. You know, the other thing is it's sad. It was sad yesterday what happened. So I'll just leave you with that. I'm getting emotional again.
There's nothing wrong with getting emotional, Garrett, because you care. And I had the same feeling. I darn near left in the middle of it. So I can't even be in this room. I mean, this is just this isn't civil discourse. This isn't, you know, it is sad. It really is. And that's why I say, what's happening? What is that? And how do we fix it? We'll talk about it. Hang on, Gary. We'll talk more after the break.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the Northwest landowners are gathering up at Stanley today. If you're up in that neck of the woods, 10 until 2 at the South Complex, Montreal County's complex there in Stanley. Their annual meeting. Troy Coons and the crew having a busy day up there, so they'll be covering lots of ground. We're brought to you in part today also by our friends at MyPillow. Don't forget that great deal. The 4-for-1 deal is still on. Free shipping on orders over $100. And you get two of the premium pillows. Can't get those in any store. Only online. Only using our code, Scott. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. The Mike 4-Pack Special. 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. If you have one already, buy one for a cop. Right? Give one to one of our National Guard folks. We need more of them around doing great work like they did yesterday and have been doing throughout this entire ordeal. Pretty incredible. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Donald Trump did take the stage moments ago at CPAC in Washington, D.C., and he has got them fired up. CPAC is an annual gathering of conservatives, and it is conservatives first, Republicans second, right? Very American Conservative Union puts it on. A very conservative group. I've been there dozens of times. You get a lot of good, interesting things. Steve Bannon and Andrew Breitbart really came to be at CPAC. That's where I met Andrew Breitbart, got to know him. And, of course, Steve Bannon took on the Breitbart mantle and now is advising, President Trump. But, here he is at the podium. Let's just take a second of it before we get back to the calls here.
You know, the dishonest media, they'll say, he didn't get a standing ovation. You know why? No, you know why? Because everybody stood and nobody sat. So they will say he never got a standing ovation. Right? They are the worst.
He starts wandering around the stage and soaking it all in. It's pretty amazing up there.
So, sit down. Donald Trump did not get a standing ovation. They leave out the part, they never sat down. They leave that out.
Anyway, we'll have more clips a little later on. You'll be hearing more about that for sure. All right, 25 before the top of the hour. Garrett and Bismarck get a little more to say, and I wanted to hear it. Don't worry about getting emotional, first of all. What do we do about it? How do we fix it? I get that we have, you're sad about it, and I am too. But there is a level of anger there we have to recognize is there. and some fear as well. What do you do? How do you back people like that off the ledge?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm at a loss. It's gone on for so long. It seems like it's the norm anymore. I mean, what do you do? Even in the state, you got legislators that are supposedly Republicans, but they're fighting Doug Burgum because he threw a lot of them under the bus when he ran for governor, and he should have. There isn't a thing that the man said that isn't false. Why has Wayne Stengem not shown up since the election?
Yeah, you mean that isn't true. I see what you're saying, but right, you're saying there's nothing that Doug Burgum has said that is not true.
His philosophy is the same as Donald Trump's. They want to revise government, run it more like a business or business-like, even though government isn't supposed to be a business. But he wants to help get the economy going. And for God's sakes, you got a Republican guy in the House that goes around and talks, gives speeches on Obamacare and thinks Obamacare is the greatest thing in the world. Because there's 20 million Americans, new Americans, that have health insurance. But who's paying for it?
Who is that? Who's doing the speeches? Who are you talking about?
There's a House of Representatives, a guy that I'm not going to say because he's my boss. So I'm not going to go down that road. But all they got to do is go and look in the House of Legislators.
Oh, I missed that one, but maybe it's out there. I hear you. I appreciate the call, Garrett, and most importantly, I appreciate the recognition of just how bad that is and what we saw yesterday is. And I would say the same thing if you watch any of the social media from people down at the camp. No regard for truth. I just put up a video, I think it was, not long ago, right before the show, from Jameson Dargan, if you want to find it. We can go to my Facebook page. And there's this guy who's up on top of some, shack, roof, whatever. And the law enforcement are coming up to him as the camp clearing was going on. And the comments in his post are, "You're a hero. You know, hey, what a brave guy." I'm like, hero? Brave? I reserve those descriptions for the law enforcement, National Guard officials that are part of this effort. This guy is a lost soul. He needs a home. He thinks it's, a fun and a good idea to hang out at this camp long after it's been, people have been told to clear out and there's an evacuation. There's nothing heroic about defying the rule of law. But, I can't sit there and say, anything other than I hope the guy gets help and sees the light. I don't know what else to do, but I do know that it can't continue. This level of discord can't continue. And some people are going to say, and I hope you call and tell me this, on the left, what's different than that than the Tea Party? Your Tea Party, you were yelling and hollering and screaming. I'll tell you what. I would ask you to find another person in the media that spent as much time at Tea Parties than I did. And I'm not trying to be prideful. I'm just saying that's a fact. I mean, I wrote a whole dang book about it because I was so inspired by people. I never, never, never saw one thing, one time ever that I thought was anything within the same zip code as what we saw yesterday in that Coffee with Kramer event.
That's the difference, because there's not the name calling and not the, let's kick windows out and let's burn a building and let's do this. That right there is the difference.
The hate is the problem. Garrett, thanks for the call. Please call again, 800-228-0550. Alyssa in Grand Forks, you are next.
Hi, I was calling to talk about the Kevin Kramer event yesterday, and when I was listening to the news on the way home on the radio, I was appalled at the behavior of the people in the crowd, and I just don't believe that most of those folks are from North Dakota. I don't know anybody who behaves that way. I think a lot of that was probably shipped in protesters from who knows where.
I can't answer that. I will tell you there were plenty of people that were from Fargo in North Dakota, and I talked to them, a number of them. I had conversations going on. I had like four or five, very anti-Trump people around me, very, very staunch Democrats, and they're scared, and they hate Trump.
Well,
and teachers, Obviously, teacher unions have ginned up some things against Betsy DeVos, and they spew all kinds of hatred at her. And she's not a teacher. She's not. Somebody say, hey, what about the students? You know, this is what really bugs me about somebody that doesn't like the fact that, you know, maybe a new model is being established for the Department of Education. First of all, nothing requires her to be a teacher, but you need somebody to fix a problem. So put somebody in there that's fixed problems before, because clearly we have problems in education in this country. And they think, well, as long as you have a Department of Education and a bunch of bureaucrats sitting in a big old building, everything will be fine.
I have a suggestion. I mean, I would have really liked to have gone to this thing yesterday, but it was at 1 o'clock on a weekday when I have to work. So, you know, to get a more homogenous representation in the audience attending, those of us who work can attend these things. So, you know, I'm making the assumption here, but a lot of the folks who attended are obviously people who aren't employed or at least took vacation time or whatever. But I think if you had more of an evening or a day when, you know, people who hold regular 8 to 5 Monday through Friday jobs could attend, you'd have a little bit more of an even distribution of personalities and temperament in the crowd.
Sure, that's a good point. I will say this. Congressman Kramer was asked to do this event. He had this week scheduled very, very full weeks and weeks and weeks ago. And they came and said, would you do it? Would you do it at this time? He, because they kept asking, moved some other things and did it on their schedule. So I will say I know that a lot of the Coffee with Kramer events alternate between evening, afternoon, noon, you know. But I hear you, and that's one of the things I always needled Senator Byron Dorgan about. If he'd do a town hall, or what he called, you know, a town hall, and I was at one very famous one in Castleton about Obamacare, he would do them, you know, middle of the day, morning, and you know. So all the union folks, I shouldn't say, not the actual union workers, but a lot of the union officials who, you know, professionally, that's their gig to go raise the ruckus politically. Sure, they can go, but the people that are working for a living can't. So good point, Alyssa. Appreciate the call.
Well, and the other thing, too, I don't know that you can do this, but, you know, in states, at least where there's voter ID, why can't you show an ID of these people coming in? And, you know, we know that a lot of these protesters are being paid. Well, then follow the money. Find out who's paying them and make sure they're filing taxes and whatever else. You know what I mean? If these folks are on a payroll somewhere, they should be able to be tracked down somehow. And I don't see how else you're ever going to get this mob mentality at any of these events to subside unless somehow you start doing something about the mob, you know?
I hear you. The only thing I would say, I believe it was very organized yesterday. I mean, again, one lady handed me a list of 67 questions that they had sent to all of their members, an invisible MD. And she did agree to come on. So I'm going to have her come on at some point very soon to just find out about the process and everything. I don't get the sense it was people shipped in to do this. I do get the sense it was very organized among a lot of groups. There definitely was that. Let's go to Leah in Butte. Leah, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi there. Thank you very much for having me. I just was thinking about the difference between two of your guests yesterday. The sheriff who had a real down-to-earth, I'm looking for my notes here, had a real realistic view of the folks that were voicing their concerns, or the protesters had just a boots on the ground, realistic view of who these folks were, how to deal with them. And then when Mr. Kramer came on and his viewpoint of, well, you know, it'll be okay, you know, the meeting will be fine, and, you know, these folks will just view their concerns rationally, and how differently that turned out. And it just kind of seemed like a difference between those folks that are on the ground with these people, and then those who are kind of viewing it from a distance, maybe from the ivory tower or whatever.
Sure.
And
hang on one sec, Leo. Okay, we are up against the clock. Other calls waiting on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with VF Imagewear discussing a friend's personal encounter with an electrical hazard.
We're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend And he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut, and it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volt of electrical power. You know, Rick will tell you this, too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wait until the calendar flips to June, and then down there about June 19th, when one of North Dakota's most treasured sons, Carol Juven, will take my wife Maria and I and our children to the best of Norway. The best of Norway up close. We're going to see the sun up at midnight. We have all these brochures that Carol's given us at home, and the pictures are just phenomenal, folks. The beauty there is incredible, and of course, So much family there to connect with, and the trip is just deluxe. First class, 14-day tour, 12 nights in these great hotels, 12 breakfasts, 12 dinners, all included, ferry, train costs, admission fees, you know, a guide and an English-speaking guide, the whole works. Just deluxe. Incredible deal. $52.95, you're never going to spend a better $52.95 in your life. And Carol tells me we have less 6 spots left. So snatch them up. If you've checked on this, there's still room. Let's go. 800-343-0093. Carol Juven, he's been there hundreds of times. 800-343-0093. We're going to visit Norway. We're going to meet the people. We're going to see the beauty. Come along. 800-343-0093. June 19th through July 2nd. We were chatting with Leah in Butte before the break. Leah was saying she found it interesting, the two contrasts between Jonathan Thompson of the National Sheriff's Association talking about how you deal with the bad guys, if you will, with the mentality of folks that are trying to shut down lawful activity with this protest, and how Congressman Kramer, who was also on, said he'd be dealing with the individuals at the town hall meeting. And essentially that was, whatever they want to say is fine. I mean, I serve all people, and whether they agree or disagree, come on in here and say what you will. What's wrong with Kevin's position, Leah?
Pardon me? What was the question?
What's wrong with the position Kevin holds of saying, you know, if they got something to say, let them say it?
Because the type of behavior that is acceptable in a civilization should be expected and should be required, and that is not yelling out of turn and being inappropriate in your language. And if we just accommodate that, that becomes the norm. Now, President Trump, he has security at his meetings. I believe if people are seated versus in a crowd standing and called on, and if they are not in that mode of behavior, that they are immediately removed. And I guess he walked into it, and I feel like there's just a lot of naivety out there in our leadership, and they're even interpreting the Constitution very naively. And it's if we don't nip it in the bud, they will overrun us, because a bully always does. They do not. You can't just have a problem with a bully go away in a nice way. They have to be confronted with what they don't want as a consequence and make it uncomfortable. Where were the fire hoses when they were starting all those fires down at the camp?
The water cannons. Yeah, the water cannons, as they got turned into
Well, I'm not going to call them that, but yeah.
Well, I'm joking. That's the point. I mean,
yeah.
They're calling fire hoses water cannons, and what they were was fire hoses putting on fires they started probably on purpose so that they could get
yes.
the pictures they were looking for. So there's a nugget in what you're saying that I agree with. I do think, you know, a kindness to all is a very good approach to these things. Kevin clearly was. I do think calling out that kind of behavior and saying, okay, that person can leave so we can have a reasonable discussion, or maybe a little bit there, but a careful walk for a Republican member of Congress to be sure. I only have 2 minutes left before the break. We have Governor Burgum next hour in the legislative update, so I'm going to give everybody their best 30 seconds here. Lay it on me so we can get to all of you. Tim, best 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Well, I was at that meeting yesterday. I got there early and, whatever happened to the Roberts rules of conducting a meeting? I was never so disgusted in all my life. I went there, I wanted to discuss some farm issues with the congressman, but obviously that wasn't going to happen. So,
you know what we need to do, Tim? Congressman Kramer, maybe Senator Hoeven will invite Senator Heitkamp. She never participates in things like this. I have no idea why. Where's she? I think all the members of Congress ought to be doing events like this, but we need to do one just on ag, so we'll get to that quick. Okay, best 30 seconds, Jamie Bismarck, go.
Hey, Scott, you're wondering how to get these people to not be so angry now. Well, it's not going to happen, because they know that Trump's going to follow through with what he said, and they disagree with everything he says. I'd be like telling you to sacrifice a bunch of your beliefs to switch over to Obama's side. That's not going to happen. Now, you're not going to get as angry as them people are, but that's just
that's
the way that is. And if these, I don't know if Kevin Kramer's having a town hall in Bismarck, but you know, some of these leftists are there and they want to start punching people. Hey, I can round up some right wingers too. We can meet them there. If they want to start punching faces with each other, let's get it on, baby.
That's the worst thing that can happen. Is my point, Steve Fargo? 30 seconds. Go.
Yes, I was at the meeting too yesterday. I went because I heard that there were going to be some leftist protesters there, and I was not disappointed. That it's like I to quote Rush Limbaugh, they have a list of things that they're mad about. And it's not like they're upset about abortion or they're upset about the environment. It's just they've got a list of things they're upset about. And every time you mention something, they automatically respond.
Yeah, and the response is rude. It's completely rude. Appreciate the call. Steve, thanks a lot. Call again. Fred Wing, we'll get you in here, too. Governor Burgum coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center service those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.